And once again, this is the Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric.
All right.
Hey.
We're back at Vinyl Rhetoric.
Well,
I have my third co-host.
Yeah, it's glad to be here.
This is your name?
Crafty DM.
The Crafty DM or Crafty DM?
Either one will work.
Oh. So I don't know. I've probably talked about this. Well, first off, let me take care of the house cleaning.
Okay.
This is Vinyl Rhetoric. You can reach us on Facebook at Vinyl Rhetoric. You can reach us email, vinylrhetoric@gmail.com. You can reach us on Twitter at @vinyl_rhetoric. We have
Instagram?
No Instagram.
No Instagram.
Is in that pictures?
Yeah.
You don't want to see a picture of me.
Creators.
Okay. As long as they don't see our picture, my picture, I don't want to be seen. But you can, Amazon Music, Google Music, maybe Google. I don't know.
Podbean.
Yeah, Podbean's is our hoster. Mm-hmm. But it's all over the place. I looked yesterday. I did a search, and I the first two pages there was only, I think, one thing that wasn't us, and then the third page there was items for us. The fourth page, the fifth page, I'm like, wow. This is hilarious. It was making me laugh, too, because some of the things were, oh, we're being hosted on this site. And I don't know. I never put in for it's like all over the place.
You get around long enough, I guess you start getting noticed by the internet and they start sharing you.
So. Yeah. Well, that's what there's, I guess, podcast hosts or podcast sites that I'd never even heard of. But, oh, come listen to this show on this site and this show on this other site. I'm like, dang.
Hey, that's good.
So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Stepping up.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe the Blob's looking down at you from heaven.
Yeah, he's laughing, going, ha, 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 this is what you're going to do now.
You're going to be sweating. You're going to be sweating.
not me.
No.
But the way it's going right now, I'm going to be doing this Tuesday night and Wednesday night and Friday night. My wife's probably going to start, when do I get to do a show? No, because as soon as that happens, one of us is going to kill the other one.
Oh, yeah. I heard one of the episodes with one of your recent hosts, and at first I thought it was your wife.
But... The panda?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no.
Sounded close, but...
Oh, no, it wasn't her.
Yeah.
She was right outside the door, mm-hmm. listening.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
Which was rather amusing. Mm-hmm. So, what's new? What's up with you?
Well, I've been enjoying retirement, so...
Yeah, good for you.
Stress level's down.
Nice.
Gotta say that. Spending a little more time with my grandson.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's 2 years old now and really active. And, you know, the stuff I don't really like talking about, this darn pandemic, has probably been keeping my wife and I from doing what we really want to do is... We want to go to the Philippines. We'd planned to go last year.
Yes, I was listening to a show talking about you going to the Philippines, laughing, saying, yeah. Oh, he's going to get stuck there. Was with the Blob. So one of the last episodes I did with the Blob,
yeah,
I thought you were going to get stuck in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And it made me laugh.
Yeah, well, I know we had a fellow coworker get stuck there. But
really?
Yeah. But she made it back, and I don't know. I wouldn't mind, because I watch a lot of these the YouTube vloggers, the travel vloggers. There's mm-hmm. a few that got stuck over there, and I was like, wow, these people are stuck in El Nido, Palawan. It's like, you know, crystal blue waters and cliffs. All they're doing is walking around and hanging out on beaches. But the tough part, I guess, would be is...
Having no money?
Oh, they had money.
Oh, okay.
These people were they live on minimal expenses. Some of the people that do the YouTube things, they live like almost like backpackers traveling from country to country.
Okay.
And so they don't make a lot of money doing it, but the hotels are cutting them really good rates because they have no guests.
Uh huh.
And the hard part was is some of the tours and stuff that they wanted to do, they couldn't. but they were always making the best of it. And so it depends, well, you know.
I don't know what you think. I mean, if you've ever lived out of a suitcase, I love it.
Yeah.
I've gone to different countries, and for me, it's totally cool. I could just stay there.
Yeah, it's like a breath of fresh air. And for me and my wife, I mean, I met my wife in the Philippines. And, you know, it was going to be the first time we were going to be back in 32 years when this whole thing happened.
Yeah, if I didn't have a family, I could see myself totally being a bum.
Oh, yeah.
Just cruising around, backpacking across Europe, doing just crazy stuff. Oh,
that's actually part of what I want to do. I want to, you know, in my retirement, I wanted to split my time between the Philippines and the U.S. And I could easily... I can't own the property, but my wife can, or one of our relatives can, and we can still build a house on the property, or you can rent the land and own the house.
Mm-hmm.
And literally for about the price of a really nice new car here, you could get a 5 or 6 bedroom home, probably on or near the water, with a housemaid's quarters in the Philippines.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know... I've watched enough YouTubers to see that. I mean, you could live a minimalist life on probably $800 to $1,000 a month there. Mm-hmm. If you want to live comfortably, you know, plan on $2,000, $2,500. But you know, there's a lot of things that are enticing about me wanting to go there. And I was a little frustrated when all this stuff came down, you know, with the quarantine and all this stuff. You know, supposedly a 15-day flatten the curve.
Well, we've gotten 15 days.
Yeah.
And another 15, and 15, and 15. And next thing you know, it's a year.
Yeah, yeah. So that, you know, we're just waiting right now to see.
One of the worst things for me also affected you.
Yeah.
So the name Crafty DM.
Mm-hmm.
We would go to your house and play D&D. Oh, guess what? We can't go there now.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, I mean, it's been okay playing online, but I liked playing in person.
Yeah, I like in person too. Yeah. There's some things that I like that I've learned to like a little more about playing online.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's some things I like, but one of the things that I found for me,
mm-hmm.
when we played Friday night or Saturday night.
Yeah.
I just sat around and I was doing my magic cards and I was like, oh.
Waiting for your turn. Yeah. It moves way slower.
Yes.
And I guess, you know, that's the other frustrating thing with it is if somebody doesn't tell you they're getting up to go take a break or a smoke and you're trying to keep things moving.
Well, you keep saying, hello, Cabillard. Cabillard.
Yeah.
And he's at my house, but I'm in a different room. I'm in my bedroom.
Oh, yeah. And the next person after him, Arquez. Hey. Yes. Hey, Arquez.
And that's my son and my brother. And they're both outside doing whatever they're doing, smoking or not smoking or I don't know what they're doing.
Vaping or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I sit there and think, hello. And then I have to, sometimes I have to come, hold on, I'll go check and see if they're here. And I'll go, have to leave. And so when we're doing it in your garage, when they go out, they just walk out to the sidewalk and we can see them. Hey, it's your turn. And then they just come back.
Yeah. I loved it because I
like the miniatures.
Yeah. I love the miniatures and making all the stuff. And
I totally love those miniatures.
Cooking good food for you guys. And
yeah. I like the guy I sit next to.
Mm-hmm.
We got along really good. And we were doing our own little thing, and then Malleus and me and my brother, we all had this, okay, let's do this, and your son.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, I don't like that. I mean, so if I whisper to someone on the program, they don't see it.
Yeah, the referee, the dungeon master.
One time I kept trying to, I kept sending it, and finally I just said, hey, I sent you a message, a private message, did you get it? Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah, and then I type public messages back that are supposed to be private.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. That was hilarious. Well, you know, when we were playing, me and my brother, that we came up with our own little side quest, and we told you about it. And my son was a little bit involved, but we want to do this. And okay, you're all okay. And we wanted to cut everyone else out. Well, I can't, I'm trying to do it on the, you know, over the computer, and it's just not as, it's different.
Yeah.
It's, I like the camaraderie that happens when we get all together.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. It's a bunch of people getting, you know, a lot of people think, okay, Dungeons & Dragons is just for a bunch of nerds, but it's...
I'm a nerd.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm a nerd.
Yeah, but it's a collective bunch of people getting together and participating in their actions drive a story.
Well,
and it's a unique story that...
It's just ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what's so cool about it.
So. Yeah, well, one of the things that... Oh, go ahead. I'm moving back.
Oh, that's all right.
One of the things that I noticed is when you can make eye contact and you can say things that you know how you can gauge how other people are going to react. Where over the computer or microphones and
headsets. Most of us, the maps were so small for you guys on your screens. Now, I had a big TV at my house, so the screen's a little bigger. But if you put the little videos in the corner. I know it affects you guys on your laptops or whatever, that you can't see what's going on the map. And then, of course, we all had the darn learning curve because none of us played this stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was like all of a sudden a crash course in learning how to create maps, how to upload all the information that I needed for whatever you guys were dealing with that in that adventure that day. And then, you know, trying to get it ready so that we could play on a consistent basis. And then of course the first program we were using, Roll20, you know, you gotta know macros and all these crazy things and
what button do I push again?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know how to shoot. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I missed. Oh, wait a minute, I clicked the wrong thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I do miss, I did, that pissed me off that, not that your wife didn't want us to come over,
yeah.
This stupid thing
pandemic,
made
it
so
yeah.
we couldn't come,
yeah. Yeah,
she didn't want us over because of that.
Yeah, she's all worried some narc is going to report us for having like more than three people showed up at their house. And
you know how many people have been here at my house?
Quite a few.
We had a Super Bowl party. We had a full house. Mm-hmm. We had Christmas. I think we had we didn't have a full house, but we had quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone to my sister's for Christmas. I went to my sister's for New Year's. And it's a full house.
Yeah.
And I've said from the beginning, I'm not really worried about, well, not the very beginning. I just said, something's going on. But once I figured out that, oh, it's not really, it's a flu.
Yeah. The frustrating thing about this whole virus thing, I think, is that, you know, the government doesn't want us to go anywhere because they're not comfortable or, you know, we can't assess our own risk.
We're not adults?
Yeah, we're not.
Yes, Papa government.
Yeah.
Tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we might get a silver lining out of it here in California.
Yeah.
You recall might. Gavin 2020.
Yeah, that might happen.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure they have 1.8 million signatures.
Yeah, they got a lot of signatures.
And they only needed 1.3.
Yeah.
They just wanted extra in case there was a problem.
Yeah, the scary part is I guess you have to send copies of all those to every county registrar.
Uh-huh.
I feel sorry for the guy that has to copy or scan all those things.
I know.
Yeah, you can't just send them the signatures that are eligible in that county. No, you got to send them all.
Did you sign it?
Yeah, I actually
okay.
did.
Yeah, I printed one out and had everyone in my house sign it.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, you sign it or you get kicked out.
Yeah.
And they all signed it because they wanted to live here.
The whole French Laundry thing did it for me. So.
I know. And I'm just kidding. I didn't threaten any of them. They all signed voluntarily.
Yeah.
My daughter's all, can I sign it, Dad? Can you have it, Dad?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that French Laundry thing was ridiculous.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you go ahead and kiss my ring.
Yeah.
God, they're horrible.
Yeah.
It's do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. The wine bill was just $12,000.
Just.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wouldn't have been so bad. Oh, I got caught. Oh, I went. Whoops. He didn't think he'd get caught.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, the whole thing is, you can tell there's that it's not that big of a deal because all our elected representatives, they don't do it.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein. Oh, we'll just go get our hair cut here. We'll go do this. Well, I need to do this. Not you. You guys are just peons. We're royalty.
Yeah.
That's how they behave. And this stupid sheeple that we.
I know better to do how to deal with your money than you know how to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why we're in debt.
Yeah.
That's why I want to move out of this state.
Yeah, well, that's why I was talking about the Philippines.
I know. Well, when I was listening to that going, but then he said the key word, you can't own property. But my wife can.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I can't go there because I don't have a Filipino wife.
Yeah.
I guess I could divorce mine and find one.
There are some places that are pretty nice in the Philippines, though, that you can rent pretty reasonably.
Yeah.
And my whole intention was if we find the right property, I wanted to kind of set up like an Airbnb.
Oh.
Or maybe, you know, like some, you know, if there's enough property, I can put like a couple smaller houses that, you know, people either just simple backpackers or people can come and stay. Ideally, I want something on the beach or really close to the beach.
Did they have a lot of beach?
Oh, tons of beach. If you watch some of the YouTube vloggers that I follow, you know, I don't know if you want me to mention them, but I mean, I don't get any money from them.
I don't care.
Yeah, no, there's a Canadian guy by the name of Kyle Jennerman. He lives in Mindanao, and he's been almost to every province in the Philippines, and he kind of showcases stuff on kind of a positive note, and he's really good. And another one, Daniel Marsh, is a guy from Ireland. He has his father lives there, and his mother was Filipino, just recently passed away. He hasn't put out much lately. There's another Canadian fellow. He's back here in Canada, but then he's probably going to be going back soon. Boy, now I'm not drawing a blank on names, but I don't need to name a bunch.
Well,
of
you know, there was a politician. I think it was in 2010. He was questioning a Navy admiral or rear admiral or something, and he was talking about Guam, and he asked, well, aren't you afraid if all the people go to one side that it's going to tip over?
And this is somebody that people elected in.
Yes, I know. So is that a possibility with the Philippines? If everybody goes to one side, will it tip over?
No.
Okay.
No,
are you sure?
They may get burned by a volcano. Nice. But you know, there's risks to almost anywhere you go. I mean, yeah. But
will it capsize?
No, it won't capsize.
Will the Philippines capsize?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that must be a possibility. Yeah.
Over 7,000 islands in the Philippines.
Were they going to capsize?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. If our representatives are asking that, it must be real.
Yeah, they're the same ones that are telling us when the ice caps melt that the water's going to rise and flood New York.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, that's you know, going to happen.
Does the ice melt in
2012?
Does the ice melt in your drink glass? Does it overflow?
All signs point to no.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just see my flag.
Yeah.
The Gazden.
Mm-hmm.
You don't tread on me.
Yeah.
I'm going to write bitch. Don't tread on me, bitch.
Do you want to start a new state?
Yeah. And that's what California wants to do.
Yeah, Jefferson. Yeah.
Yeah. The state of Jefferson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, it's, yeah. It's
I want to start a new state that's not in the United States.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I want to go somewhere where it's cheap. I was looking at can't even think of the place, but it's somewhere in South America.
Belize,
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
Belize is, from what I understand, it's pretty cheap.
Uh-huh.
They
got a lot of gated communities that with golf courses and lakes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, where I was it's the same thing with the Philippines too.
But I can buy property in the Belize. You can be in Belize, yeah. Not in the Philippines.
Yeah, I think my brother's got part. I don't know. He used to have a timeshare.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those annoying timeshares when we would go stay with him. It was great, you know, and share the timeshare. But then, you know, he had to share his phone number and his email, you know, or our emails with them. And so, you know, it was one of those he eventually got out of. And so he's in another timeshare. And this one is all around. It's Belize, South America, Mexico, and the Caribbean. And he's having a great time. And he says, yeah, it's really great. You can go out there and all you got to do is pay, you know, they get you discounts on your flights. And all you do is pay $100 per person per day. And then you got to use all the stuff at the resorts. And I started thinking about it. I thought it was nice at first. But then I started thinking how me and my wife live. And we're like, you know, when we go travel somewhere, a lot of times we don't even...
$100 per person per day?
Yeah. And I'm like, we don't even spend $100 per person per day.
Yeah.
You know, if you bring in a family of six, that's...
$600 per day.
Yeah. You know, so I, again...
Well, 10 days is only
$6,000. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Only 8 to 10% of what you make.
Yeah. Like, does he wipe his ass with $100 bills?
Well, no, he doesn't do that. Okay. He's got expensive tastes. He lives in Southern California, but he's, you know.
Yeah.
I'm the youngest, and I retired before them all.
Uh-huh. Did you say that?
No, I haven't said that.
Oh,
but,
I would.
But I'm sure they know.
The youngest of how many?
Three.
Yeah. I'm the oldest.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest of eight.
Yeah.
So I have... We're all working, so I might still be the first one to retire.
Yeah.
I could retire now if I wanted to.
Yeah, I know you could. I was kind of expecting you to retire before me.
Yeah, no. I want to pay my house off.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can do that in 5 years.
And then you're probably a little closer than me. I mean, I retired and I'm still paying for the house, but, you know, we can still get by.
So. I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind. I'm glad that I'm on FU time.
Yeah.
So I can say FU anytime I want. They could piss me off one day and I can just double birds, walk out of the room,
mm-hmm.
and then never look back.
Yeah. I remember somebody did that where we both used to work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, he...
After I left?
After you left, yeah. Huh. Yeah, he had one of the nicer inside job positions. And then all of a sudden, there was like a big shakeup with the contracts and everything. And all of a sudden, they were telling him he was going to have to go back out on the street. And he said no. He didn't think anything of it when it first happened. And then all of a sudden, they came up to him one day and said, you're going out on the street. And he says, no, I'm not.
Interesting.
And he lived like two blocks from home. And he just went home. And
nice. Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I was getting trained. By a guy, and he was telling me he's on FU time or he's close. I'm like, what's that?
Yeah.
He goes, I have my retirement age. I have 30 years in. I could say FU anytime I want. I'm like, huh. That's been my goal.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened part of with my retirement. There was some mix-ups with some of the stuff. You know, I guess with us, we can buy back our military time
mm-hmm.
if you serve military. That's how I met my wife. And I was going about to do that, but this whole pandemic just jacked that up. Yeah, you can't believe it. You know, I didn't think I was going to need the National Archives. I have what you call the DD-214 when you separate from the service. For me, it was the Marine Corps. And that paper is pretty much everything. They say, don't lose it. You know, it's important for everything. Well, you know, when we got hired, you know, the place that hired us accepted this paperwork. But when I go to retire, the paperwork didn't have one key factor. It had all the ribbons I'd earned, where I served, how much training I had, all that stuff. But it didn't say whether I was honorably discharged or not. So I had to get to the National Archive Center. Well, it went during this whole pandemic, it jacked that up. Said usually it takes 60 days to get one. No.
600 days?
It took a lawyer in 7 months.
Wow.
To get it.
Wow. Man.
And that's what really pissed me off. I said, wait a minute. You guys hired me with this thing. So
it was good enough then.
Yeah. Oh, and they know how much on the paperwork. They know how much time you serve, so that they can calculate out what you have to pay to buy back your time, everything. But because it didn't say that you were honorably discharged, they wouldn't accept it.
Could you buy it back if you were dishonorably discharged?
That's what I didn't understand either. Then how did I get veterans benefits if I was dishonorably discharged? That's what I thought. But
interesting.
Yeah.
So you ready to hear some music?
Oh yeah.
So I brought something today that I really like. I think you'll know who it is. I mean, I think on the album, all five songs on this side were hits. Mm. For sure, four of them were, and they get airplay still to this day.
Okay.
So, I'll just play the first song, and then after you know who it is, you can tell me when we come back on the other side.
Okay. See you on the flip side.
Hollywood.
That was pretty nice. That's Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Yep. Yeah. So, well, I don't know when I picked up this album, but here's the album, the sleeve. It's got all the lyrics on it.
It looks in good shape, too.
Oh, yeah. I told you, all my albums.
Yeah.
It's like everything is, all the inserts, so.
Yeah. I got half of them. Oh, you've got even the artwork on the inside.
Yeah, this little mini poster, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the album is Stranger in Town.
Yeah.
And I love that song.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great, a real song. Cool song. In fact, it just kind of reminded me of something right in the middle of, just before all this pandemic stuff hit. My brother was going to see Bob Seger, and he screwed up somehow when he bought the tickets online.
Mm-hmm.
He bought them for the wrong
venue,
and he was calling me up like less than 24 hours beforehand, asking me if I wanted to just take the tickets and go. And the problem I had was it was like on one of those holiday schedules.
Uh-huh. Where was it at?
It was over near San Luis Obispo.
Oh.
And I would have loved to have gone, but
yeah,
such a short notice that I got. He didn't realize it. He screwed up and didn't buy, you know, bought the wrong venue tickets until all of a sudden he pulled them up and then realized that he screwed up.
Yeah, so. I like Bob Seger.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I have really a couple good other albums.
Yeah, yeah. I like his stuff. My parents had some of his stuff. My parents listened to all kinds of music, and that's where I got most of my stuff from.
This is his second album with the Silver Bullet Band.
Yeah.
It's his 10th album.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it totally rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Four of the songs on the side, you're going to know for sure. Mm-hmm. There's only one that might not. It's just, they sound, the drum was in that was.
Oh, yeah, the drum just. Picks
drove
up
the whole song.
Yeah.
But in the guitar, I like his voice. I like the lyrics. Mm-hmm. He's singing like a story, telling a story. I like those kind of songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, guy that comes out town, from out of town, meets a girl. One day she splits because you're just a yokel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you would know that.
Yeah, yeah, that brings back a lot of memories. I'm trying to think what year that album came out, because it's probably, I'm guessing, like maybe 78.
This album, I think that's when it came out, 78. Let's see, I know it says it on the back, I just can't see it because it's red writing, and
it's on black, yeah, it's hard to.
Oh no, he's wearing pink pants, so I think the number's right here.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And there's no way I can see it, but I can.
Well, Bob's
always
not wearing pink pants. Somebody on
no,
his
so
band
one isn't. Of the band members is wearing pink pants, but I know that I can pull up on the old internet,
yeah,
and find out. And I think you're right though. I think it is a 78 release. Yep, May 5th, 1978.
Dang.
I'd say I probably bought it around 82.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do like I did? You know, those Columbia House get 10 records, yep, for a penny?
Done that. I did that so many times. And then I'd fulfill my requirement, and I'd quit, and then I'd...
And sign up again.
Nope. Then I'd join RCA or BMG.
Yeah.
Whichever. And then I would just rotate through all of them and then go back and then, yep, keep getting my free albums and then keep on a lot of them. If you look, because the ones from BMG will have the number print BMG, and it'll have whatever number it is, 2374.
Yeah.
And so all the ones I bought from the record club,
mm-hmm,
they're marked, and they're like produced with whatever permission.
Yeah,
from
them. I think some of them, other than original release albums, that part of the reason why you probably were able to get them for a penny, I don't know if this is true or not, but I was hearing that maybe because the kind of machines that they pressed, later on the record pressers got cheaper and cheaper, or the quality of records that they put out were cheaper and cheaper,
mm-hmm,
And from what I understand now, I mean, we don't, I mean, the U.S. doesn't even have any really good record presses. A lot of them are over in Europe and Russia and things like that. But, you know, maybe, you know, there's a new resurgence of vinyl. I don't know, because I haven't had any vinyl in a long time. But,
last year was the first year since 80 something, 85, 86, that maybe it was 88, something like that. But it was the first year since then record outsold CDs.
Yeah. My son, he's like an audiophile with this stuff, my oldest son. And I'm kind of surprised, because sometimes stuff was coming to the house. He always gets all the packages still coming to my house, even though he lives somewhere else. And he says, well, you guys are home, so that's why I'm having them there.
Smart.
But so I noticed that he would get records every once in a while. And I was like, and they're like, you know, at first I was floored by it, because I'm like, wait a minute, you know. How does this band even know how to release a record?
Yeah.
But and then he says sometimes he would get, like, exclusives when they release an album. Maybe the band that he's listening to would only cut, like, maybe, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 records. And if you were one of the people that signed up, then you would get one of the vinyl records.
Yeah, I was, there's a couple ones that I want to go look and see if I can pick up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been to the store, Mad Monks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's over there. Yeah.
I haven't been there since this happened. Mm-hmm. So I went there probably around Christmas, of two Christmases ago.
Yeah.
I went there. I was looking for stuff. And then, because everything's closed, I haven't been there since. And then they say, you must wear a mask. But they're still buying stuff. And I talked about this the other day. They're still buying stuff.
Yeah.
But they'll quarantine whatever you're selling for 3 days. Yeah, I was reading online, and I'm like, when I was looking for a turntable, my wife suggested looking there. She goes, they have them, and I think they did.
They're probably a little higher.
But they weren't for sale. I mean, they weren't on the website for selling them. They only had records and DVDs. That's all I could find. I was looking for other, and there wasn't anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought that was funny that they were quarantining your product.
Yeah, it's kind of something special. It's that's kind of lost. You know, a lot of these generations are missing on records. That, I mean, that used to be the kind of the social thing we used to do, was sit around and listen to the record, look at the cover art and all that stuff. You can't, I mean, you could have done some of that with a CD.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Because I have both. I have CDs and records of the same artist, of the same album.
Yeah.
And I cannot see.
Yeah. Or even worse, when I was in the service, I couldn't even. I wanted music, so, and for us, most of the time, the coolest thing to do was have a small boom box and then get cassettes. And you know, it was okay, but I don't know, the quality goes down. I mean, even the quality, probably from you taking it from an album, even to the computer, it compresses it some.
Yeah.
And there's just something that's really warm about it when you listen to it.
On the actual turntable. I was even listening to this, I was thinking that to myself. It still sounds better when you're just listening to it over the record player.
Yeah, my dad had... We were talking about it before we started this, but my dad took like one of the cheapest stereos that he could purchase back in the 60s. First, it started as a hi-fi, not even a stereo.
Hi-fi, yeah. Nice.
And so, you know, tube amps or tube-driven and all that stuff. And he sat in his garage and put up all kinds of blankets in the garage and built the speaker boxes to get the best sound out of some big, huge $12 speakers. And my parents used to have big raucous parties with that stereo system. And we used to just say when they cranked the records up, I mean, my parents would have all kinds of people over, and the parties last multiple days. They'd be playing music all the time. And they just said, well, we're gonna rattle the windows. You know, that's what we used to say.
Nice.
And so that was some of the stuff my parents would play too.
Cool. You ready?
Brothers. Yeah.
I'm ready to hear the next song?
Oh, yeah.
Still the same?
Mm-hmm. another classic.
I'm sure you heard that one as well.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's another good song.
Yeah, that's it's amazing because, you know, now that you're playing this album, I start thinking about this album. I probably set it aside in at home.
Oh really?
You know, I set it aside or passed it over, trying to find something. I mean, because it's got played a lot. I'm not saying that it's terrible because this stuff is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I love this. But I was thinking I wanted to try to find something different.
Well, I wanted to, because I don't have a turntable, I wanted to record some things, and I started record, can get about halfway done, and then it starts to crap out. So
yeah,
when the new turntable shows up, I'm like, oh, I'm going to play this and this and totally different things. So with the Panda, I played the tubes.
Yeah.
Which I knew she'd never heard it, and mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
With Be Silly Discman, I played a comedy album, which is something that I recorded a while ago,
uh-huh.
And I'll play this and I'll play that, and so I played different things that either I haven't listened to or haven't listened to in a while, and I didn't play a lot of. This one I recorded, and I thought I'd do it with the Blob. I'd play this, and I know he'd know who it was, but I thought he'd probably like it.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know how. Every once in a while, I think he'd like something, and he would go, oh, that sucks. And I think it was because it was played too much.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be honest with you. That I feel bad. They're a fantastic group, but I felt that they got played so much in the 70s that, you know, in the late 70s that I almost got tired of listening to it, and that's the Eagles.
I'd love the Eagles.
And the Eagles are fantastic, but I just know it got played on the radio so much that you know, when I hear certain songs, I kind of just tune them out and set them to the side. I don't sit and listen to them.
So I'm recording this with you?
Yeah.
On the episode right before,
mm-hmm.
I played the Eagles.
Yeah.
So the episode that'll come out right before this, this comes out right after the Eagles. So you didn't know that I played the Eagles yet, but mm-hmm. I played the Eagles' greatest hits, 71 to 75.
Yeah, and it's some fantastic stuff.
And I said it was one of the first albums I ever got.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, all the songs. Like, I like this one, I like this one, I like this one. This one's my favorite, I like this one.
Yeah.
And so the whole side, Be Silly thought, oh, I'm not going to know who they were. And they came out and I played the first song. Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know how, I know he figured out who, oh, I said, they play Hotel California.
Yeah.
And that's when he goes, oh, the Eagles. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, Hotel California is kind of distinctive because when I was in the service, I served on the Midway, and the Midway was in Yokosuka, Japan. And a buddy of mine and I, we used to go out to this little teeny, I don't know, they have like these weird little combination bar, like grill places.
Uh-huh.
Might be have like 5 or 6 seats in them, and you sit open to the outside. But we'd go into this one place, and we'd get some grilled meat. We'd sit and drink some beers or have some cocktails. And they'd have like a little karaoke mm-hmm. thing in the corner. And it was funny, these we did the karaoke like once or twice when we got like pretty
wasted.
Smashed, yeah. And all of a sudden, this Japanese businessman kept showing up in there every time. And every time we'd show up, and he'd show up, he'd be, oh, Hotel California, Hotel California.
Nice.
Pointing at us. And that was pretty funny. But
yeah, so that's another thing we have in common.
Yeah.
We've both been to Japan.
Hey. Where'd you go in Japan?
I was in Yokohama and Tokyo. And I was in, it's not my phone this time. We have the same sound.
Yeah, I got the hilarious. Same sound.
I
may need to respond.
Chigasaki, I think I was there. I think that's what it was called. It's been a long time, but I loved it. I had a great time. Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it was, that's how I got to meet my wife in the Philippines. But, you know, ship was stationed in Yokosuka, Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it was pretty expensive. So when I was there, I enjoyed it, but it was like so expensive. Sometimes you'd take your whole pay as a darn lance corporal in the Marine Corps, which wasn't that much. And you'd go up the tracks to Yokosuka, or Osaka, and you'd go and try to spend the night in the clubs, and literally you would literally go up there and maybe for 2 hours, and you'd literally wipe out your check.
Yeah.
And then you'd say, I barely got enough to get back.
So the turntable's there right below it. So they're turned sideways so I can unplug them when the stuff comes. On top's an equalizer, and right below's its tape deck.
Yeah.
The equalizer and the tape deck were both, when I went to Japan in 83.
Yeah.
I bought those at a duty-free
shopping
electronics place. Yeah. Yeah. And my friend was like, yeah, just wait, we'll go. So I had saved the money just to buy a state-of-the-art, top-of-the-line Japanese stereo.
Yeah, so what brand is it? Sansui?
JVC.
JVC?
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah.
I like JVC.
Yeah.
They don't make so much anymore.
No, they don't. In fact, I probably got rid of a bunch of JVC stuff. My parents gave me a lot of their old equipment.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, I just had so much of it for the longest time. I had tons of electronics.
Do you know what JVC stands for? Japan Victor Corporation.
Oh, yeah.
Or company, one of the two, but it's Japan Victor.
Yeah, I didn't even associate it with Japanese company. I was thinking...
I didn't either.
I was thinking either Sony or Sansui.
Yeah, well, Sony wasn't as good as it is now, I don't think, back then.
Yeah.
It may have been, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I was like, JVC.
Yeah.
Because they did have some crappy brands. Anyway, you want to hear the next song?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the next song, I'm not going to tell you the name, and you're going to know within three notes what song it is.
Okay.
Oh,
sure you heard that one.
Definitely heard that one before. Yeah, most people associate it with risky business.
I was going to say, when that song comes on, that's the first thing I think of, Tom Cruise sliding right across right through the dining room or the living room, the opening between the hallway, and he's whitey tidies, white shirt, and singing, and then jumping on the couch, and that's a great movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I associate it before that because, I mean, now that I hear more of these songs, it reminds me. Part of my time, I got to grow up in Huntington Beach, and so I remember my parents playing this.
Hmm.
Yeah. I remember hearing it on the radio.
Yeah, this song, I think that might have been the first time I really remember hearing it, was Risky Business.
Yeah.
And I could see myself buying the album because, oh, I know that song.
Mm-hmm.
The piano's great. I forgot to say that in the song prior.
Yeah,
piano's great in that.
Everything's upbeat in this. And so that just picks you up and makes you want to get up and dance.
Yeah, and the saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
And even when the instruments cut out and the only thing that's playing is the drum, keeping time, and they're singing kind of a cappella.
Yeah, I love the sax solo.
Yeah, I love saxophone.
Yeah,
in rock songs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're right. That is an upbeat song.
Yeah.
It's a song that makes you want to go dance.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to remember all the songs that are on this album, and I don't know if they're on their side, but there's a couple more that I really like that he did.
There's only one more on this album, I think, that you'll know. Backside, Ain't Got No Money.
Okay.
We've Got Tonight.
Yeah.
Brave Strangers.
Mm-hmm.
The Famous Final Scene.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know any of those?
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of times you get albums that you play one side more than the other.
Yeah.
And
so I probably played the first song, so side.
If the next song is Night Moves, that's my favorite.
Oh, that's my favorite too.
Yeah.
That is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Points of Her Own,
yep.
Sitting way up firm and high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not on this album, but I have that album too.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not on this.
No, bummer.
Yeah, I know.
I was trying to associate which ones.
Yeah.
Which ones were on this album? Because it's been a while since I listened to it. So
Night Moves might be on the album. Might be called Night Moves.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to find it and go look. But yeah, that song. Every time it comes on, it's one of those ones that I crank up.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a few songs where I hear them in the radio. Oh, I love this song. Not High and Dry by Def Leppard, but Rock to You Draw. Rock of Ages? No. Burn This Place to the Ground.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
That song came on when I was coming home yesterday. I'm like, whoop.
I always forget when they pull in the driveway.
To turn it down?
To turn it down, and then I get in the car with my wife.
Oh,
and my wife's like, she's like sensitive. She has like sensitive ears, and all of a sudden
they start bleeding.
Yeah.
I try to remember, oh, turn it down. The one thing about my Corvette, whatever I turn it off at, it starts the same everything. So if I was listening to a CD,
mm-hmm.
it'll start up on the CD right where it left off. It will be the same volume. If I had the AC on or the heater on, those will kick in. Everything, what I left it in, it starts up the same way as I left it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, turn it down. Make sure you turn it down.
My HHR has a sensitivity for road noise.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're driving and you're listening to music, I turn it up naturally. And then it actually raises the volume up to drown out the road noise.
It'll do that. My Suburban does that too. When I stop at a signal, volume drops, and as I go up, I don't even have to touch it, and as I start to drive, it goes back up.
Yeah, I remember scaring the crap out of my son's friends and just some people on my block, and I was getting ready to leave the house, and one song was finishing, and just as I was putting all the windows down and getting ready to open the sunroof up on my HHR, and I was getting ready to go down the street, Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle, that high-pitched screaming point.
Yeah, there's a couple songs where I got to listen to this louder.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I wonder if they can hear that. I know one time I drove up, and I was cranking something, but I had all my windows rolled up, and my wife was in the driveway, and she started singing the song because she could hear it. Like, I wonder if our neighbors can hear this too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. If I really like a song, I want to hear it. I want to hear everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, and that's another good song. Do you even know the name? Mm-hmm. Old Time Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
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 That's the other one. What's it? There's that other one he sings about the old. He starts naming all the old groups.
Oh, I'm at a loss for that one.
Yeah, it's something.
I'd have to hear like.
The I know. I can't think of. Before. I can't think of the lyrics. And it's not old time rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, I have fears that I'll probably end up mashing up the lyrics on songs before, so I try not to sing them or something.
I can sometimes sing along fine with them.
Yeah. As long as it's nice and loud.
Oh no. Well, I because most of the song, if I'm going to sing, I at least know pretty much the words.
Yeah.
But I can fake too. I just have to, like, I don't know if you ever played Rock Band.
I've watched it play.
So I can sing on Rock Band.
Yeah.
And all I had to do is make my voice go up to the whatever the line for the singing is, and as long as I do that, I'm okay.
Oh, I think my son did that with his friends. They were playing Rock Band in the garage one time, and I think my son and he didn't even sing any of the words. He just went,
yeah. As long as you just make it go on the keep the arrow right where it's supposed to be at the proper pitch.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, you can fake it out. Well, it's like, I think maybe if you're playing an expert, you can.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think I do medium, but I'm all happy. Oh, I know it. I did this one. Oh, I know this song. Let's sing this one. And then when we start to sing it, I'm like, I don't. I can't sing like this. I can't go on. Yeah. Anyway, you want to hear the next song?
Yeah, I'm ready for
it. It's Till It Shines.
Okay. Now I'm trying to think what that is. I'll have to hear the first lyrics.
Take away my inhibition, take away my solitude, fire me up with your resistance, put me in the mood. Storm the walls around this prison, leave the inmates free, the guards. Deal me up another future from some brand new deck of cards. The chip off of my shoulder, smooth out all the lines. Take me out among the rustling pines till it shines. Oh, till it shines like an echo down a canyon. Never coming back is clear. Lately I just judge the distance, not the words I hear. I've been too long on these islands, I've been far too long alone. I've been too long without summer in this winter home. Still, if we can make the effort, if we take the time, maybe we can leave this much behind. Till it shines, till it shines. Till it shines,
So I love that. I love that. Yeah, it was a good song. Leads. Yeah.
I did like the, I was looking, guitar solo on that.
Oh, that was what I liked. It didn't have like a lot of reverb, but it gave the effect like it was, you know, like, I it's hard to describe, like it was back and away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I kind of thought that too. Yeah. Do you know who it was?
Oh, the guitar player?
Glenn Frey.
Okay, I know the name Glenn Frey.
Yeah, Eagle. Yeah. He's an Eagle.
Yeah.
But the first song on the Nick side, mm-hmm. it says guitar solo. That one was Glenn Frey. The guitar solo on the first song on the Nick side, Don Felder, wow. also an Eagle.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the album before this was called Night Moves.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Night Moves was on that. The song I was trying to think of is also on that album, Rock and Roll Never Forgets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's... I can't forget that one.
Yeah, I forgot it. So, Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Vinyl Rhetoric Forgets Everything.
Yeah, this one, I didn't recognize it by the name, and I probably have only, you know, out of the whole album, I probably have heard this the least, but this one, it's really reflective to me. I mean, this is almost a new retirement song for me.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I've heard it because I've listened to the album.
Mm-hmm.
Just I don't hear it nearly as much as I would any the other four songs on this side.
Yeah,
I've heard a lot on the radio.
Yeah, yeah, they heard a lot, but those ones are all timeless.
Yeah, well, I like the one of the best things, and this is what I would do a lot. Is going to the record store, finding an album. Oh, I like this group or I like this song. Buying the album and then seeing what else was on it.
Uh-huh.
And then realizing either there's other songs that you didn't know they sang or other songs, oh, this is really good. How come this one's not played all the time?
Yeah. Or you get the ones that are total opposite where they're like the one hit wonders and right. then you listen to everything else and you're like, oh, this
yeah, well, I have,
this
I have
needs work.
A couple of those one hit one the Knack.
Yeah.
I played the Knack some episode and I knew he would know that song, My Sharona.
Yeah.
So I played it. I played the last song first and I played the whole album backwards. So he was like guessing and he had a whole bunch of good guesses.
Uh-huh.
And fifth song, fourth song, third song, second song. The first song came, and I was just watching him to see how he'd react. And as soon as I go, do-no-no-no-no, he's like, this is them? Mm-hmm. I go, yeah. He goes, yeah, it was pretty good. He liked it, but he didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
And they didn't play anything. I think there might have been one other song that they might have had a little, might have been a minor hit, and they played a little bit on the radio. But My Sharona, you know that one.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that, but they don't know anything else by...
And some people may only know it as My Sharona. They might not even know
the Knack. Yeah. 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 Well, you know, there's Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves.
Yeah.
That's another... that's all I know she does, or they did. Tommy Two Tone, 8675309.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one hit, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some other groups that I know that they've had... mm-hmm. They've had more than one album, but only people think they only had. Oh, this is the only song I know that they did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to Romantics. What I Like About You.
Yeah.
That was the big song, but then they sang.
That was the Romantics. I kept thinking that song was the Kinks.
Yeah, it's the Romantics.
Yeah.
And then What I Like About You. You keep me warm at night. Yeah. Never wanna let me go. But then they sang, I Hear the Secrets That You Keep.
Yeah.
When you're talking. But that's the only two songs that I know. I mean, I have the other one, the first one. But I don't know if I don't think I, because I'm like, that song wasn't that big of a deal to me. I didn't really care for it. Because mm-hmm. it sounded like when they were saying sleep, they had a lisp.
Oh.
I hear the secrets that you keep when you're talking in your sleep.
Yeah.
And you're like, ew. Just, I don't know, rub me the wrong way. It's like kind of like fingernails on a chalkboard type of thing.
I got one of the albums I'm hoping to share with you in the future that I listened to one side of the album. And you probably, if you listen to that side of the album, you probably wouldn't even recognize or know who the band is. And then you think about it to yourself, like I thought of it this way, is like if these people or if this lead singer was on The Voice, would any chairs turn for him today? And I would say no.
That's funny.
And then, but you hear the other side, and it's totally iconic to an era. And
really?
Yeah. And and so
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I have a album that if I played one side, you would know who it is. If I played the other side, you would have no clue. I mean, absolutely, 100%, you wouldn't know who it was.
Yeah.
And I want to play that album. I want to actually play both sides because they're so completely different that it would be mind-blowing with people. Oh, really? Because they might not even know who the first side is or the second side.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it because I really like that artist.
Yeah.
I have at least three albums by him, maybe four. And I like them all. They're all really good. But it's not exactly what you... Especially the one, it's not everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah, yeah. There's some artists have those songs. It's just you know, that's probably the sweeter advantage of things like iTunes and that, because you can say, okay, well, I can just come in here and buy his five or six hits.
Yeah, but then
and then yeah,
you miss so much.
Oh, you do. Yeah,
you're missing out on. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't even have to be somebody. Hey, I want this and this and this and this. But if you get the different generations of a, or the iterations of a growth of an artist, where you see what they did on their first album and then their second album and third album, as you see the progression of their either the depth of their songs or their lyrics or the cohesiveness of the band.
Yeah, or you might even sometimes hear a song that might have been a cover for another band, and then you're all of a sudden, you hear that, and you're like, oh, wow, God, this artist does it so differently. I almost like this cover
better
than...
Or sometimes it's the original, and all you've ever heard is the cover.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is that song? Well, I know that in episode 6, I played Van Halen, and I think it's You Really Got Me, Girl.
Yeah.
That's a cover of a Kinks song.
Yeah.
And Ray Davies was saying, man, I heard it. I was like, I think that's better than our version.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like, I mean, that first Van Halen album is awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the same album. They end with Happy Trails, too.
I don't think so. I think that's a later album because that one has Ice Cream Man on it.
Oh, yeah. That's
their first Ice album.
Man, yeah.
And Running with the Devil. I think Jamie's Crying's on it.
See, that's I kind of tried before I come to this episode. I tried doing some homework, and I'd scrolled through all your past podcasts on Podbean, and I had like a big stack of records next to me, and I was like, "Crap, they did this one." No,
okay. If did we actually do that album or just that artist?
Did the albums?
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, well, you and I grew up about the same era.
Time. Yes,
so. A lot of the albums that we had, you know...
Are going to be overlapping.
Yeah.
You graduated in 81, right?
I graduated in 82.
Oh, so you're a year younger than me.
Yeah, you're younger.
But close enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you wanted to bring some... Because there's the option of playing the other side,
mm-hmm.
which I'm more than agreeable to do. There's playing the same group. Different albums.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot that we played multiple. I'll tell you right now, I played, do you know about Taking five albums to the Island?
Yeah, I heard you talking that to the Panda.
So you can, if you were going to be stuck on a desert island, you can only have five albums. Can't be a compilation, can't be a greatest hits, can't be a best of. What five albums would you take? And I don't expect you to answer right now, but mm-hmm. think about that.
I can name two that I would.
Okay.
That I would.
Because I know that I played four of the five I would take.
Uh-huh.
And only the fifth one that I haven't played is my Queen album, and that's because I was playing all the Queen albums in release order.
Yeah.
And I haven't got to the one that I would take.
Uh-huh. So two that I would clearly take is I love Creedence Clearwater.
Okay.
And it would be hard to take. Just one.
Well, that's me with Queen.
Yeah, So, but I would probably say a Cosmos Factory for that.
Okay.
And then the other one that I know for sure that I love, and it's just an intimate album that I like to listen to by myself, and that's TLC, Crazy Sexy Cool.
So TLC?
TLC.
Is that the name of the group?
Yeah, TLC. Oh.
Are they like soul?
Lisa, Left Eye, Chile.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Okay.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's funny. Okay, so my albums, I'd take Collective Soul, mm-hmm. which is their second album. Billy Joel, Innocent Man.
Mm. That's a good one.
Tom Petty, Damn the Torpedoes.
Oh yeah.
The Cars.
Yeah.
And then a Queen album.
Yeah.
And I played all the way up until News of the World, I think, is the last one I played. But News of the World and Night at the Opera, both I seriously considered taking. And I could take either one of them and still be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be disappointed. I could take any album, except I don't think I would like Made in Heaven, yeah. which is their last album after Freddie died.
Yeah.
That's the only one I'm like, eh. Because there's a lot of tracks that they have that they kind of just, he had laid down some vocals, and then so they just put him into the songs where it's not so much him singing.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that album, I would take any of the other 14.
Yeah.
I mean, and even their live albums. Live at Wembley is a great album. Queen Live is a great album. Queen Live Killers.
Yeah. See, now John Lennon's good, but I probably wouldn't take his last album. If you've ever listened to his last album.
Is that him and Yoko screaming?
It's Yoko. Yoko that's screaming. What it is. You got a good John Lennon song, and then you got Yoko screaming. Then you got another. And, I mean, he didn't finish the album, so Yoko finished it.
That's... Thank you, Yoko. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, well, that's another one. I thought, because Van Halen, mm-hmm. loved that album.
Yeah.
Sgt. Pepper's.
Yeah.
Love that album. I had some Def Leppard, Pyromania.
Mm-hmm.
I love that album.
Yeah.
So I was playing Police Synchronicity.
Got that one.
Is another one that I would have taken. Prince, 1999, ELO, Out of the Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Got both of those albums. Yeah. I'm like, man, just narrowing it down.
Just limiting it to five is tough.
Yeah. So. And I was going, I'll take Prince 1999 or the ELO. They were both double albums. So then I'm going to say, ooh, but they're actual releases. They're not greatest hits or anything. But I'm like, I really like them.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's why I probably have to refrain and hold on to just two for now.
Yeah. You have to check. Cause I was, I like this. Damn the Torpedoes.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded it, so it was in the collection of the albums that I got. And I like Tom Petty a lot. I have a up there, you see the two cream soda bottles?
Yeah.
Right between there's a white Tom Petty on the left. On the left side, there's that white Tom Petty by the left speaker.
Yeah.
There's a white Tom Petty 6-CD box.
Oh, wow.
Of... you know, rarities and greatest hits. I mean, not greatest hits, but a whole bunch of different versions of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never heard Damn the Torpedoes, the album. I'd heard a lot of the songs on it. So I was recording it to play early on in the podcast. And after recording and then recording the second side, I'm like, oh, I'm taking this to the album. Yeah. Into the island. This is great.
You see, that's tough. I love Tom Petty, and he did a lot of stuff with Stevie Nicks too. And like,
yeah, he did.
Stevie Nicks was like my first
crush.
Yeah, my first crush was Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a tough toss between her and Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, my first one was, I think, well, I like Jacqueline Smith the best out of the Angels, but
yeah.
I can't even think of her name. Christy McNichol.
Oh, yeah, I remember Christian. Yeah.
Anyway, you want to hear the final song?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Feel Like a Number.
I still can't recognize.
Yeah, you'll know this one.
So, do you feel like a number?
Sometimes, yeah. Have you heard that before?
I've never heard that one.
Oh, okay. And perhaps it's because I've heard it on the album. Mm-hmm. I dig that song. Yeah. That song just, it's really upbeat, up-tempo. Great, great piano. Mm-hmm. The guitar in there is awesome. And lyrics, when you listen to lyrics.
Yeah, yeah. That one, like I said, the drum when it comes in, and it's kind of, well, it's signature for Bob Seger. So, mm-hmm. And
no, I think this is a good album.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really good album.
Hard to believe. 88, 98, 2008. 43 years old?
Yeah.
This piece of vinyl is 43 years old.
Wow, that's... Yeah, that makes me feel old.
I know, it's hilarious. Like, man, some of these records I have... Wow, this is that old?
Yeah, yeah, you question stuff, how some... I mean, you know, some of this stuff is so timeless, and then you hear something on the radio, it brings you back to that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then... And then, you know, you hear some younger people saying, well, you know, this stuff's cool, but the stuff you're listening to is, you know.
Well, that's one of the things about listening to music.
Yeah.
A lot of times it evokes periods of your life when you were doing something or when you heard this song for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, your first kiss, your first date, your first time taking a dump, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, you know, when you gave me the offer to come in and be a co-host, that all of a sudden I hadn't listened to a lot of my vinyl in a long time just because I didn't have a record player hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I do that, I hook that stuff up again, it brings back. This time just looking through the albums to find some stuff, you know, and I still got a lot more to look through, because I know probably some of my more favorite albums are probably buried in a stereo cabinet that's under blankets and boxes in the garage. And because there was like two cubbies to store those records.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was looking through all the tubs and racks of records that I do have, I'm looking at it, I know I got this somewhere. I know I got this. And then you wouldn't find it.
Well, so. I know I have some Bill Cosby albums. And I have a piece of paper. I have several pieces of paper that got found somewhere. But on it, I'd written all the albums I had.
Uh-huh.
And some were albums. Some were marked as tapes. Mm-hmm. And so I knew what I had. And I don't know what happened to some of my Bill Cosby albums. Highway to Hell. I don't know where that is.
I found that one of mine.
Well, I have it on CD.
Yeah.
But I had the album because I listened to that incessantly.
Yeah.
Side
yeah.
one of Highway to Hell is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got stuff that I play on Spotify because it just happens to be easy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Throw your phone in a car and it hooks up to the computer or the stereo and plays the stuff. And, you know, when we're working, it's just as easy to...
Mm-hmm.
To listen there.
Yeah, I listen to podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, I'd split between the two. It depends on the work day for me. Now, when I'm retired and when I'm in the garage, I'm actually listening to more music.
Yeah, I like listening to music, mm-hmm. but sometimes I forget all about it. So you can see I have a computer in here.
Yeah.
I can just come now, get on the computer and, just put on an album and do whatever.
Yeah, and it isn't taking up memory on your computer while you're trying to work or whatever. And that's, you know, that's what's nice about it.
Yeah. So yeah, I was kind of surprised when you said, "Hey, I wouldn't mind doing this." Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Oh, sure."
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know who to ask or what people would be interested.
Uh-huh.
And I told the Panda, I wasn't sure how things were going to work out. I didn't know what people would, I want to do that. Or if they would be, so I talked to a few people and everyone's like, sure. Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, the more the merrier.
Yeah.
because I want to just keep putting out shows like me and the Blob did, where we're putting out shows every Wednesday and Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, Wednesday and Sunday. Well, I don't know where Friday came from.
Yeah, see, I hadn't listened to all of them.
I know you'd listen to some.
And I just kind of jumped around to some. Usually what I would do on your podcast is I'd look for a cover of an album that I recognized or wanted to hear. So, actually, I think the first one I heard from you was the one you did with Run DMC.
Yeah, I think you said you listened to them on the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, or boat or whatever you guys call it.
Yeah, yeah. If you call it a boat, you call it a ship. It's big-ass aircraft carrier.
Yeah. I when you said that, I'm like, oh, somebody, I have no clue who listens.
Uh-huh.
And somebody posted something or messaged me and said, hey, I heard your passing the Blob episode. I think he'd be moved by that. I'm like, I didn't know you listened.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was cool that he said something. But I like doing it,
mm-hmm.
and I just put things out. And, get some feedback and whatever people say, mm-hmm. cool. People like this or they don't like this. Well, actually, no one said, I don't like this.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes I wonder when I look.
Would you really care if they said
that? Probably not. sometimes I look.
That shows your true character because then, I mean.
Yeah, I really don't.
We can be ourselves.
Yeah, I really don't care.
Afraid to be ourselves.
Yep.
And that's how we should be.
And that's how I don't care if you said you didn't like it. I'm like, you have the option not to listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not making you listen.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a friend that listens, and I don't want to call it critiquing, but we went to high school together. He's a year below me,
mm-hmm.
and we've done a whole bunch of things. And you said that wrong. It was this way, not that way. And I just started laughing, going, "Okay, whatever."
Yeah.
And he knows my family, and he knew the Blob. And so a lot of the stories that I've told through the episodes regarding high school, a lot of them he was involved in,
mm-hmm.
or he knew of, and he's correcting me. No, it was this way.
Mm-hmm.
I just laugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I'm glad you came. Are you willing to come again?
Oh yeah, I'm willing to come again.
Well, sweet.
And so we can sort that out.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. So I think this will be maybe...
You're over 200. Well, at least on Podbean, I saw you guys were over 200.
Yes, we're over... Okay, this will be episode, I think, 197-ish. I think. I'm not positive on that. However, we've done several episodes for people that passed away, and we've also done some request albums.
Mm.
With all that, we're over 200 episodes,
mm-hmm.
but for actual just basic releases, the standard Wednesday, Sunday,
mm-hmm.
I think this is, it's either 196 or 197, or 194, 195, 196, I think it's 197,
mm-hmm.
I think that's what this will be, pretty close to that. I mean, I could look if I really cared.
Yeah.
But when I upload it, I will put whatever episode it is.
Yeah, I noticed when and it might have just been my computer, when I was scrolling through Podbean, I'd go down and scroll through, and you'd have to, I guess it would show maybe like 10 or 12, 10 or 12, and then you'd have to go back. To
page, next page, next
yeah,
page.
When you go back the pages, sometimes the art wouldn't upload, but it, you know, it just could have been my internet.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes it does some stupid things. I'm like, oh, what's going on? And I also will say that sometimes the Blob had put stuff on, and then like there was, I want to say it was the Loverboy. It was supposed to be released in 2 or 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and it showed up on my iPod. I'm like, what's this doing here?
Oh,
and somehow he put it in twice, so it was in. He had it where it was coming out one day, and he also had it coming out in 3 weeks. Oh. And I'm like, what? I don't know what he did. He didn't know what he did, but we figured it out and took care of it. So a couple times that's happened. I know when I was doing something that I put in, I got a call from someone and they said, hey, you know, the Queen, I want to say it was News of the World, but it might have been A Day at the Races. It's wrong. And I listened to the music. I go, nope, that's the right music. No, you have the talking for for News of the World, but it's Day of the Races. I'm like, ooh. Yeah. So I fixed that.
Oh, it's something you guys had to fix. I would have figured that would have been something.
That one was me.
Servers, yeah.
No. No. Yeah. Most of it's user error. Yeah. oops. Sorry.
In the Marine Corps, we had a term when you were shooting and doing target shooting. And if you were hitting your target and you're getting the best scores you're getting, you know, you have like adjustments on your weapon to hit that target at certain ranges. And they would call that, you'd record it in a book, and they'd call that good dope. You wrote down the good dope in your book. You have good dope. And if you were missing the target or off the target, they're always saying, well, it wasn't the dope on the weapon, it's the dope behind the weapon.
Nice. That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have anything else?
I can't think of anything else.
All right. Say goodnight, Blob.
Goodnight, Blob.
Bye.
Later.